WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight, ABC finally presents the third season premiere of NYPD Blue. TV critic David Bianculli has some thoughts about the show and about the fall season in general.
It was back on August 23rd that the new Warner Brothers TV network, if you can call it a network, premiered Kirk, a stupid sitcom starring Kirk Cameron. The only reason that's worth remembering is because that was the opening shot of the 1995 fall TV season, the first of 42 new shows to premiere. By now, viewers have had the opportunity to see the other 41. And tonight, 2 months later, the fall schedule finally is complete as the returning NYPD Blue shows up with its first new episode of the season. The show starts off strongly, with one of the regulars getting shot. I'm not going to say which one, even though I suspect most fans of the show have heard by now. But I will say that NYPD Blue has every reason to feel comfortable as it starts the new season. It's coming off an Emmy win as Best Drama Series. It didn't deserve the win, but it got it. And Jimmy Smits as Bobby Simone, who replaced David Caruso's John Kelly last season, has locked in on his character and really hits his stride. As for Caruso, I can just imagine the entire NYPD Blue cast throwing a party and watching Caruso in his new movie, Jade, and screaming with laughter. Caruso left NYPD Blue because he didn't know a good thing when he had one. Smits knows. And while Dennis Franz as Sipowicz is still the soul of the show, Smits is now an equal partner as Bobby Simone. He gets one of the best scenes in tonight's opener, when Donna, the secretary played by Gail O'Grady, walks up to him at the coffee maker and starts a conversation. A very unexpected conversation.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
If I am 100% out of line, I apologize beforehand. But I've been thinking about this for so many months, and I was just thinking something could happen, and I would have never gotten it said.
Well, what is it, Donna?
Would you be interested in seeing me socially?
Whoa.
Oh, I just dove off the deep end.
No. I'm interested in somebody, Donna.
I see. I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable.
Not at all. I'm very flattered that you would be interested.
I'd hope you keep me posted if your situation changed.
I'm not expecting any changes, Donna.
That scene works so well because we're rooting for both sides. NYPD Blue is back and as good as ever. But why did it take this long to show up? Basically, because ABC wanted to launch Murder One in the NYPD Blue time slot for a month before throwing it opposite NBC's top-rated ER. Stupid, stupid move. Since it was shifted to Thursdays, Murder One has been clobbered by ER, and last week it was beaten even by 48 hours. Basically, Murder One is being murdered by the way it's being scheduled. For that matter, so is the whole concept of a fall TV season. It used to be a premiere week, and viewers paid attention. Now the whole thing is stretched out over 2 months and 6 networks, and even when viewers do find and enjoy a good new show, like Murder One, the networks blow it with their greed and stupidity. Maybe one reason NBC's Thursday night lineup is so strong is that people know where to find it. Believe it or not, it's on Thursdays.
David Bianculli is the TV critic for the New York Daily News.